Now, Granny Zabner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today has been set as the deadline for Lum and Abner to raise the $5,000 necessary to bail out the mining experts who were caught attempting to make tests in the gold mine. This is also the day the baby is to be sent to the lawyer's office for purposes of establishing his identity as the heir to the mine. As we look in our little community today, it's late evening, and we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Baby's asleep in the feed room, and all of them are waiting for Squire Skimp. Listen.
Is there some blankets in there and some of them cans of baby food?
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth packed everything for little Charlie. She put his toys in the satchel, too. There's some that little Pearl had when she was a young'un.
Grannies, I hate to see the little rascal go away, even if it is just for a short time.
Yeah, me too, Lum. I don't see why we can't go along with him. After all, we're the ones that's paying for the trial. Or, leastways, we're the ones that owe for it.
Well, they ain't starting the trial yet. Squire said we'd be called when they actually take the case to court.
Yeah.
All they want to do now is get the baby identified.
Get him what?
Identified. Have some folks that used to work for his mama tell that he's actually self.
Well, I know he's his self, Lum. I can tell that by just looking at him. Law me, anybody could tell that.
Yeah, but we got to prove that he was the son of Ms. Carteret. Because that's the thing that makes him the rightful heir to the gold mine.
Yeah.
You see, all the records of his birth and all's been destroyed.
You reckon that mean aunt of his, that Ms. Logan, reckon she done that?
Yeah, she more likely had a hand in it.
Well, say, Lum, how about that locket we found around little Charlie's neck? Don't that coat of arms in there identify him?
Well, that helps, but it don't actually prove it.
Don't, huh?
They got to have more proof in there. But Squire said that Mr. Blair is sure he can get enough witnesses now to prove it good.
He did, huh?
And if he can do that, why, he's bound to win the trial for us.
Man, doggies, I hope so. I still don't see why we can't go along with little Charlie on this trip, though. He'll get awful lonesome for us, Lum.
Well, the way Squire explained it to me, they got to be awful secret about this trip.
Secret, huh?
Oh, yeah. You see, they figure that Ms. Logan's got fellas around here sort of keeping an eye on both me and you and the baby.
Me and you? Well, what they watching us for?
Well, they know that we're aiming on getting the baby's gold mine back for him, so they'll do anything they can to keep us and the baby from ever getting to the trial.
Oh, I do know. Damn snakes in the weeds.
So, Squire says if somebody else takes the baby, they won't suspicion it's him.
Yeah.
They'll think he's still here with me and you.
Oh, yeah. Doggy, that'll be a good one on them, won't it?
Well, that's why Squire's starting out tonight, so they won't see him.
Uh-huh.
He borrowed a car, and he's going to drive the baby as far as the county seat, and that's where these fellas that Mr. Blair sent out is going to take him.
Oh.
Private detectives, I believe he said there was.
Well, I just hope none of them crooks that's working for Ms. Logan finds out that Squire's driving the baby that fur. They'll get him away from Squire just as sure as the world on.
Well, I don't think they'll find out.
Doggies, I'd just love to get my hands on one of them fellers. I'd take that baseball bat we got over there and whop him right smack on top of the head.
Well, I don't reckon we'll have no chance to do that.
I'll do it, though. I'll knock him right down. All right, Doggies, and if there's another feller, I'll do the same thing to him. I'll get every one of them. I'll pile them up in the corner there till they reach the roof. That's what I'll do.
For goodness sakes, Abner, calm yourself down.
Doggies, whereabouts is that baseball bat out? I want to have that thing handy. That's what I want.
Control yourself, Abner. You ain't going to need that baseball bat. There ain't no fellers going to come in here. Besides, you couldn't pile them up in the corner, even if they did.
I believe I could, Lum. Doggies, if he's going to take little Charlie away from us, I know I could. Oh, I know where that bat's at. It's back of the counter there.
Abner, don't go getting that thing out now, and don't keep calling the baby little Charlie.
Well, we got to call him something, Lum. That's the best name I know of.
That ain't his name, though. It's going to be Lum Edwards II, Jr. after I adopt him.
Adopt him? You going to adopt him?
Well, I'm sort of figuring on it.
Well, here, though, Lum, now, you was going to do that once before, and Dick Cuddleston said you couldn't do it.
Well, that was before we knowed he was showing up an orphan.
Huh?
Now that we know that, I can go ahead and do it.
He can't, huh?
There's just one thing, though. I'm feared folks are going to say I'm just adopting him for his money.
Oh, he ain't got no money.
No, but he's going to get a gold mine.
Oh, yeah.
I'd hate to have folks go around saying I'm one of them gold diggers.
Well, now, what's wrong with being a digger? We got to get the gold out of that mine some way, Lom.
I don't mean that.
You got too many big ideas about yourself, Lom. You can't do that. You can do that digging just as well as the next feller. Fact is, I believe it do... Hi, doggies, was that all right?
Yeah, go ahead and answer it.
Yeah. Wonder who that could be calling up. I'll find out. Hello? Jotham Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Squire's there. Squire's over at my place, Lom. Elizabeth says he come by there to get the baby.
Oh, well, he must have got mixed up or us one. I thought he meant to pick up the baby over here at the store. Ask her what he wants us to do.
What does he want us to do, Elizabeth? Bring the baby home? Yeah, well, we'll wait right here then. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
What did he say?
Well, Squire said he'd be over here, Lom.
Coming over here to get him, huh?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, well, it'll be a lot better.
Yeah, I believe it will, too. Yes, sir, I sure do, Lom. Hi, doggies. I'm worried to death. That Squire said he's bringing them papers over here for us to sign, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, this is a deadline.
Yeah.
Mr. Blair said if we didn't get that $5,000 bail sent to him today to get them experts out of the jail, we'd be right in there with them.
You know, Lom, I'd almost rather lose the store than do that.
Well, I just keep hoping we ain't going to lose it, though. Keep hoping that we'll get it back from Squire after the trial's over.
Yeah.
But somehow I got a feeling that when we sign them papers tonight, we'll be just the same as saying goodbye to the Jotham Down Store.
Well, Squire promised we'd get it back.
If we win the trial, we will. If we lose, we won't have no way of paying back all that money we borrowed from Squire so far. So naturally, he'll just keep the store.
Yeah, looks like he's got exactly where he wants us. Of course, he's been awful nice lately. Maybe, who's that coming in the store there?
Good evening. I hope I'm not intruding.
No. Come right in, sir.
I saw your light, and I thought you might be able to give me some information.
Information? Now, don't tell him nothing, Mom.
Well, exactly what kind of information are you looking for, mister?
Well, you see, I've come here to Pine Ridge to get my baby, but the house...
You're a baby?
Yes. You know about him, don't you? He's the one that...
Just a minute here. Who are you anyway?
Why, don't you know? I'm Mr. Finley.
Did Mr. Blair send you down here?
Mr. Blair? I don't know any Mr. Blair.
That's all I wanted to know.
You fellas seem to be a little confused about me. I'm Mr. Finley. My wife and I have been in Australia. We have a vaudeville act, you know, Finley and Harris, and we've been entertaining in the camps there.
You have, huh?
Yes, and naturally we didn't want to take the baby with us, so we left him here, and now I've come to get him again. Surely there's nothing strange about that, is there?
No, there ain't. Sounds reasonable, all right. The only trouble is, Mr. Finley, or whatever your name is, we can see right through your whole story. We know who sent you and what you're after. Now get out of here before we throw you out.
Well, now, wait just a minute. You're all mixed up about something. I'll leave here gladly if you'll just tell me where I can find Mr. Skimp.
Skimp? Oh, so you knowed about the trip he was making, huh? Well, you ain't going to do nothing to interfere with that trip, because me and Abner will see to it that you... Abner? Abner, whereabouts are you?
Don't worry, I'm right here behind you with the baseball.
Hey, you can't...
Hey, doggies, I got him,
Lom. You oughtn't to hit him so hard, Abner. You might have hurt him bad.
I don't care. I want to get him, just like I said I was going to do. Yes, sir. Get him every one.
Hey, there comes Squire.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. I guess we got our wires crossed. Well, for the land's sake, what's been going on here, man?
Abner got him just in time,
yeah, I sneaked up right behind him there when he was talking to Lom and got him with a baseball bat.
Oh, my goodness, this is bad. What did this man say to you?
Oh, he gave us some big story about being in Australia, but we knowed right away he's one of them crooks working for Miss Logan.
Yes, that's it. Working for Miss Logan, undoubtedly. What else did he say?
Oh, I don't know. He admitted he was looking for you, and then Abner got him just about then.
No, this is bad.
Bad? Why, he might have found you and taken the baby away from him.
You might have injured this man seriously, Lom. And if you have, it'll go awful hard with you men.
Us?
Yes.
Then he's a kidnapper, ain't he?
Well, Lom, you have no proof of that. I better hustle this man out of town as fast as I can so nobody find out about this.
Yeah, I reckon so. I never thought of that.
Hey, well, here's those papers, Lom. Sign them right away and then get the baby for me.
The baby?
Yes,
hurry. You handle the baby in this crook bowl?
Well, I'll manage somehow. Leave everything to me. I don't want two men to get in any more trouble. No, he's coming too. We've got to get him out of here fast. Grab his legs there, Lom. Hurry up.
Yeah, I'll get him.
Open the door for us, Abner. Haven't got a minute to lose.
Yeah, I'll get him, Bar.
That's it. Come on, easy. Hurry up now, Lom. All right. Here, now, put him down right here. I can get him into the car by myself, all right. Now, here, you men rush back to the store and see if the baby's safe.
Well, wait, are you taking the baby or ain't
you? No, not now. I don't think it's safe. Just sit tight till you hear from me tomorrow, Lum.
Well, what about this paper you want us to sign?
Well, I'll get that the first thing in the morning. So long, men. Hurry back inside now.
Hey, so long, Squire. Come on, Abner. It's cold out here. Let's get back to the store.
Doggy Lum, it was curious, you know, Squire changing his mind so quick.
Yeah, it was. I hope tomorrow morning soon enough on them papers.
Doggy, did you drop your watch there on the floor, Lum?
Watch?
Yeah, right there.
No, I got mine. Maybe that fella you hit on the head dropped it.
Oh, must have. Hey, Doggy, that's a nice-looking watch, too, you know. Look here. All gold, huh? Well, for the land's sake.
Now, what's the matter?
Lum, look here. Look on the back of it here.
What is it?
There's that same coat of arms that's in the baby's locket.